Welcome to episode number 39 of the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio, playing the best alternative music online, featuring bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio, bringing music that matters to the airwaves. If you want to contact me, you can do so via Instagram at the Codfather DJ. You can find me on Facebook, The Codfather, or you can go and visit the website www.thecodfatherdj.com. Got another cracking playlist for your delight, so come and join me for an hour of quality music. First up, a real diamond in the muff, it's Seattle all-female four-piece Thunder Pussy. A quiet phenomenon with their endorsements off Rolling Stone magazine and Pearl Jam. Guitarist Mike McCready, I say Pearl Jam for guitarist Mike McCready. This is the self-titled track, this is Thunder Pussy with Thunder Pussy.
Yeah!
Well, there you go. One Way Street, the Soap Girls. Currently on tour. And Dr. Ains and myself have been invited to go and see them live at O'Reilly's in Hull on the 5th of September. We're going to start and go watch them, write a review, get a few pictures, and we're going to be able to stick it all on the website, and you can check it out there. That's www.thecodfatherdj.com. On the same bill, Cats That Bark. They're supporting them, and they were very, very well received at an evening with yours truly. Tickets are still available, so contact the venue, O'Reilly's, and go check them out. Really, really, really are well worth seeing. So, right, we move on. I'm flying solo. As I say, I've got no Nathan. Dr. Ends is on there. An hiatus is in there. He's up in the lakes, so it's down to me. So we'll continue. I've got Goalkeeper next. Natives of Philadelphia. They found inspiration in the expanding world of pop punk. They're a tight unit that drive their music along nicely to get your foot tapping and create a really fresh sound to a familiar genre. So this is the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox. You are listening to the best online music. This is Sunshine.
give away.
Just cause you don't know your races, they begin with their checklist. Just cause you don't know your races, you don't get a pass when you're talking your shit. Just cause you don't know your races, they begin with their checklist. Just cause you don't know your races, you don't get a pass, get a pass, we'll be the
That was Racist by Anti-Flag. They made their debut in a Pittsburgh radio station back in 1993. They got together for the sake of responding to their absolute disgust with their religion, nationalism, fascism, and they've toured with some big punk heavyweights and actually their idols in the UK Subs, The Exploited, Circle of Jerks, and they gained a reputation for recapturing the old school punk ethics, fast, loud, obnoxious, and anti-everything that ends with an ism. So there you go. Right, we're moving on. We keep going on. We've got a band called Dead Fucking Serious. They've been playing relentlessly fast hardcore punk since 2006, and their sophomore LP, Peril, arrived this summer. If you like what you hear, go and buy a copy. The Codfather, bringing you the best playlists. This is MAGA Man.
I'm not
stick that keeps cracking down. The resistance never backing down.
So that was American rap rock supergroup Prophets of Rage and Unfuck the World. They formed in 2016 and consist of three members of Rage Against the Machine, a bassist from Audioslave, two members of Public Enemy, and a rapper called B-Rail from Cypress Hill. The band's name derives from a Public Enemy song, so there you go. Right, we're moving on. We've got The Moth and the Flame, American alternative rock band who are based in LA, California, and their self-titled debut album was released on the 11th of the 11th, 11. And has never been available to purchase in appreciation, digitally that is, purchased digitally in appreciation of the artwork from the album. This is Young and Afraid.
Every day, sometimes for hours, sometimes in passing. Saw you from the bottom of the staircase, stood out for hours as you complained about how you haven't seen your friends yet, that you're too drunk to stand, and you not knowing if you can love him forever. Bullshit, you fucking missed me there. I said it, I guess I'll talk to you in a few months. Sitting drunk on the sidewalk, I guess. the only one who thought of us that way. I spend most nights awake, wide awake. I never thought that I would see the day where I just let you go, let you walk away.
To call you crook, called you abandoned. There ain't no other good damn reason why. Priority would go missing for so many months. So I was wishing that you would stop pretending. Remember all those countless nights when I told you I loved you, and you never forget it. Oh, just forget it.
You were the only one who thought of us that way.
Playing the music that matters, the Codfather and his alternative jukebox. That was Modern Baseball and Your Graduation. Emo pop punk folk rockers, they formed in 2011 in Pennsylvania. They was active till 2017 before taking an indefinite hiatus. The name comes from a book that band member Jack Ewald's father had called Modern Baseball Techniques. Right, we're going to soften the mood a bit, something a little bit more lighter. It's a band called Lola Marsh. Indie pop duo consisting of vocalist Yale Shoshana Cohen and multi-instrumentalist Gil Landau. They formed in Tel Aviv even a few years back, and they've had a successful tour and a critically acclaimed debut album under the belt. They're certainly making all the right moves and noises on the international music scene, playing sold out shows and festivals. This is She's a Rainbow.
Various colors I'm hiding inside.
That was Vicent with Crown. They're a new four-piece from Leeds, West Yorkshire. Although they're relatively new to the local music scene, they have already played in reputable venues such as the Lending Rooms and the LS6 Cafe. Really like that song. I say, well worth a view. Right, we're moving on. We've got Gentlemen and Scholars next. They're an alternative four-piece who have spent the last 10 years perfecting their gritty, aggressive, sort of natural blend of rock and roll. After a brief stint on Victory Records, they did release an album called The Fault in 2009, but Gentlemen and Scholars took a staunchly independent approach to their career from that point onwards, self-recording, producing and releasing all their music. This is Cruising. You're listening to The Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
something to light up the end. Yes, I do. Within. See me spend my dollar again and again. I want to taste my sugar for a living in sin. But what you know about it? What you know about it? What you know, what you
Well, there you go, a bit of Mancunian psychedelic punk quote from Springfield Elementary there. Machine Fiend. Well, basically, they're merging the last 50 years of punk and psychedelic into their act, born out of blind optimism and a band that say they could salvage some credibility for themselves amidst broken guitar strings. Yeah. That was their latest single, like I say, Machine Fiend. It was released in July. Good track, that. Sort of threw me a bit. Like I say, you can understand I'm flying solo. I've got a new rig here, so I'm just trying to find my way around it. So, you know, I'll take this opportunity to wish Dr. Ains, like I say, he's taking a well-end break. He's up in the lakes with Susie, Jack, and his dogs, Anna and Mr. Gus. So I hope he has a great time. So, and I'll see you when you get back. And we'll move on with the podcast. Up next, we've got some indie dream pop. It's from a San Francisco-based four-piece called No Vacation. They started out in 2015, releasing two mixtapes before their indefinite hiatus. They did, however, play some live shows under various names. They made a few changes to the lineup and reassembled, and they're releasing two singles and an EP titled Intermission. This is Yam Yam, No Vacation.
Why
Well, that was Abel's Army and the Brorito, indie rock and roll trio from Huddersfield. They formed in 2016 after bonding over a shared love of David Bowie and the Beatles. They've carved out a solid reputation across the north of England, and they have quite a formidable live act. Their debut EP, God Won't Let Me Stop, received radio play from BBC Introducing West Yorkshire, and has been hailed as a perfect piece of strut rock. So there you go. So... well, that's about it for another week. A big thank you, as always, to the COD crew, Nathan, for helping with the technical issues. I hope it's not spoiled you listening too much. Dr. Ains and Susie for another classic playlist. Smile Radio for putting me on air. And, of course, you for listening. You can catch this and all previous shows at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. We are actually pro podcasters now, so thank you to everybody who actually downloaded and listened in. So and if you are an original band or artist and you want to be considered for the playlist, send me a tune to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the best online alternative jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. I'll be back next week, and I'm going to leave you with Aussie pub punk rockers, The Chats. They're actually playing Leeds Festival, Bramham Park, tomorrow. I'm at a wedding, so unfortunately I won't be going there. This is My Mum Stole My Darts, and I shall catch you next week.
saw my dog. I left him in her car. She smoked a whole pack and won't pay me back. Dad saw my buds. I know he took some. He took the biggest knock. He's asked his own son.
Oi, 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 oi.
My nan saw my car. She drove it real far. She crashed into a tree. And she saw my keys. The cops saw my drinks. I bought them down the sink. I went and bought some more. And I threw up on the floor.
Hey, 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 hey.
Darts. She kicked me up the ass. She drank my goon sack and won't pay me back.
Hey, 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 hey.